to be concluded.
To some of the people we have in the studio with us.
Oh, why not? Yeah, we're sitting here.
So, are we going to get a volunteer for who goes first, or do we have to nominate?
Who's going first?
Or is Randy going to nominate?
Randy should be first.
Yeah,
well, okay, here we go.
He's got the mic.
Brian and Randy are both set up.
Oh, okay.
So, which one of you wants to go first?
Be quick about it. Come on.
Don't worry, we're not going to be mean.
Brian.
Okay, Brian, you're going first.
All right, go ahead.
All right, basically, dude, just if you want to talk about how you kind of met us. I mean, I know I mentioned that.
The gay porn thing, but, you know.
I think I missed that one. Really, I did.
Remember when we were in that movie together, all of us, it was gay, and you were drunk, and you didn't know?
I don't remember where I met Stu exactly, but I just know it was
you met me
alcohol,
at.
Because you're always drinking.
He didn't go to Jillian's with
you
us.
You met me at Mount Adams.
Was that
really?
Somewhere
last? Was it
was
my birthday?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first time I met him.
Joe's Crab Shack, and
yep,
really,
that was it.
All right,
which so. Was a year
sure,
ago
because there was the pig roast.
No. I came late.
He did come late.
Oh, yeah.
I think I really didn't talk to him.
Good well, point. Brian here is the youngin, and Brian was born in 1981. So, Brian, do you have any 80s memories as a child? Because you were very little, but is there anything from the 80s that really just stands out? As something you just really can't forget from the 80s.
Not particularly, but you know those...
I remember those, I was born in the 80s.
I remember my
that
birth.
Too,
that was good.
those metal tapes you always used to record on? What are those?
Metal tapes?
The tapes.
The little cassette tapes?
Cassette tapes.
All right, whatever. The
yeah, we're talking
ones.
1980s,
they were
not
plastic.
1880s. Come on. Give us a break.
They were plastic? I remember plastic.
Is that what now? All right, okay, I'm not crazy. There were
well, you are crazy, tapes. But not because of that.
There's metal tapes.
You can take a record, record it onto a cassette tape.
All right, I'm not crazy.
Like a CD.
Really?
Wow,
well, even I miss that.
In the 80s. How about that?
What?
So let's
wow.
This is what we're gonna do to each person we put on the mic.
I did not
I just
know
decided
that.
It just now. Mm-hmm. We're gonna give you a really, really, really easy 80s quiz because we're only asking you stuff you should know.
I failed.
What was your favorite cartoon of the 80s? And you were a kid, so you had to have one.
Are you sure about that?
Well, yeah, you were a kid. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
You're still a kid. Come on.
G.I. Joe, Transformers, Mask.
Transformers was good. Yeah,
Transformers.
All right,
I would probably agree with most. I think G.I. Joe would be me, but Transformers would be as close. And what is your favorite movie from the 80s? Answer this one, and I'll let you alone.
I don't remember.
That's a good answer. I have no idea. That's good.
No idea.
He says Goonies.
Goonies, all right.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Surprised he didn't say Breakfast Club since he's right underneath.
Well, Brian, since you were born in the 80s, that makes you cool.
Yes.
What kind of music did you like?
Who knows? I was a kid.
Run DMC.
Anything on Sesame Street.
Kid and Play.
Pretty much. Sesame Street.
Do you like Run DMC? There you go.
All
right. My Adidas.
And we will let him alone now because we don't want to be mean to him.
Come on.
We want to say, though, dude, that we love you and we're glad you were born in the 80s.
Hey, what's your favorite color, Brian?
Blue.
No answer? Come on.
He said blue.
Ryan?
Blue. No, wait. Blue. Red.
Brian. I thought his name was Brian.
His name is Brian.
He said Ryan.
I said Brian.
How about we don't talk about this anymore, guys?
Okay.
All right.
You're next, dude.
I'm next.
Okay, so we did talk a little bit about how we know you.
Right.
What is one of your fond memories from the 80s? Anything you want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're not getting specific.
Put the mic up to your mouth.
When you think about your childhood back in the 80s, what's something that just instantly pops into your mind?
Not that much.
Don't.
Thanks,
Yomi.
I would
have to say.
Give me anything.
Okay, I'd have to go with the Mask toys. I remember those really well.
Love the Mask toys.
Yes.
That was a huge...
My favorite.
Yes, they were great toys, dude. Mm-hmm. I actually liked that the little guys, they weren't so poseable. They just had arms and legs that moved.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you could stand them up real easy.
they actually stood up.
They did stand
Very
up.
Very sturdy.
And you were one of those kids that would actually set up all your characters.
And blow them up.
Exactly. He would take... See, I didn't. I would just... Whoever I was playing with at the time, I would just hold that dude. And when I wasn't using them, they'd lay down. But Randy over here would actually set up his entire toy brigade.
Because he was a nerd like that.
I'll tell you something else. I met him in high school, and he still had all his 80s toys, all his G.I. Joes. And he was really big on.
He still has them.
We're getting some stuff over here.
Yeah. Honestly, you need to like put them in plastic or something.
Glass case.
The fun thing about Randy over here is that he used to take vehicles that weren't actual G.I. Joe or whatever, and then electrical tape, which was his best friend, and he would make them into like kick-ass vehicles, like with cannons and shit on them.
Oh yeah,
with electrical tape. And you were a lot like me in the area that if one of your G.I. Joes or something broke, you didn't get rid of it. He was just the guy that died first.
Died or wounded.
Yeah. He was wounded or dead, dude.
He was a soldier who fought for his country.
All right, guys. So what was your favorite cartoon from the 80s?
Have to be G.I. Joe.
All right. I'm with you there. I'm good with that. And what would you say is your favorite music from the 80s? This can be tough for some people.
I'm thinking AC/DC because if I remember correctly, he was always into the AC/DC.
Yes.
Cars.
AC/DC.
Actually, it was Doors that I remember that you liked
the most.
He liked it the most, unfortunately.
And last question, what is your favorite 80s movie?
Well, movies, Star Wars.
Empire Strikes Back. Star Wars was in the 70s.
Since Randy B here has the headset and the mics, he gets to pick who goes next. So hand it off to whoever you want.
Yep.
It's these people over here are all the ones that he did.
I knew it.
Next. Now, this is going to be good, though, because you are a big 80s fan, which I know you. You like 80s
music.
Yeah,
she was a teen in the 80s.
You love 80s music. You love 80s movies. So we're talking to the Mistress Kara, and you're a big 80s fan.
The second oldest.
Thanks.
And this is why he needed that easy chick.
But young at heart.
Well, Stu has the... Never mind.
Big mouth.
Almost big enough, buddy. Okay, so go ahead and tell us how you met us, since we haven't talked about how you met us.
I met you guys through Randy.
So. And that's pretty much the story.
That's, yeah.
We knew Randy.
That's it.
She met Randy. Randy introduced us. We know her. End of story. That's pretty much it. That's how we met.
I was entertained.
Turn the page.
So, what is one of your fondest memories from the 80s? Anything you want. When you think back to somewhere in the 80s when you were a kid
or whatever, something that just instantly you remember.
First thing.
I don't think she's.
Doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh!
Come on. Yeah. The only people will be listening is 5,500 listeners.
Somewhere around
nothing
there. Yeah.
Nothing to be afraid of.
I don't. Anything? Know. That's funny. That is odd.
It is. Well, you get put on the spot.
Later on, wait till I have a little more, and then I'll let you think about it for a bit.
What was your favorite cartoon in the 80s?
Oh, here. I will show you.
She's going to show us the cartoon.
Ooh. Yes,
oh, no, not here.
They're children in here.
You have a cartoon in your pocket?
Yes.
Because that is the coolest shit ever.
And it's blue.
You don't have Randy's.
Small and blue, it could be. We don't know. Randy's like, yeah, it might be. I don't know.
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Yes. Fuck you. Who's next? So your favorite cartoon would be
the Smurfs.
Here we go. You know, the Smurfs were invented in France, not in the 80s.
I know, but
isn't that interesting?
That's when I liked watching it, though.
I believe it was the 50s, but I could be wrong about that.
Did you take my phone?
Did not come here until the 80s, however.
Damn.
And became extremely popular, creepy little dudes. Okay, so we know the Smurfs is your favorite cartoon of the 80s. Yes. What was your favorite 80s movie?
Adventures of Babysitting.
Cat People.
Cat People.
See, my thing is, I don't remember when movies were made, so I don't
know. I see dead people.
Take a shot at one, and we'll tell you if it was 80s
or not.
Yes, Sixth Sense was, in fact, 90s, yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody give her some more alcohol. Give me
some movies, and then I'll be like, oh, you know.
What is your favorite 80s band? Now, this I know you know, and I have a feeling I know what
Molly
Crew.
No.
I try those two.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try to recruit
Go ahead. What's a band from the 80s you just love?
Duran Duran?
No.
The Cult?
No.
If I were to take a guess.
Woo, found my phone.
Sorry. Keep calling me. Keep calling. If I were to take a guess at you, I would say the Go-Go's.
Go.
And that is too funny because that's exactly what I was thinking.
Because I remember her being obsessed with We Got the Beat.
Oh, yes. I still have that in the car.
Do you remember? CD. And I want to tell you the other day.
I got the Beat.
The other day.
Remember something about the Go-Go's.
Yeah, me too. You talking about the plaster cast penises?
Yes.
Yeah. So the other day, I meet up with these two. The other day, I meet up with Randy and Karen. I want to tell you, not only did she have an 80 CD playing in the car, she had her son singing it. And I'm not exactly happy with the CD you had playing. And, dude, I don't know how you were dealing with it. Why don't you tell the folks at home what CD you had your children listening to?
New Kids on the Block.
And if you're going to object your children to 80s music.
Yeah.
It was 88 and 89. Yeah, they were right at the tail. But they were 80s, so.
Were they hanging tough?
Oh, Jenny would love this love that right now.
I'm saying. We got a couple listeners that would love this right now. So why don't you hand the mic down, and we'll talk to Jared here. So my first question for you there, Jared, is you've been drinking.
No. I don't drink.
He's been taking IV.
Yeah.
So we mentioned that we knew you from school.
Yeah.
I don't really know how I met you.
I know maybe I knew you in school, but Stuart, I met him after school.
Yeah,
I knew him. His car had a Joker sticker on the front of it at Michael's Pool Hall.
It actually had a Joker sticker on the third
on
brake
the front
light,
windshield.
Too.
Yeah.
What kind of car was that?
The Nissan 200SX. Yeah, I actually had two.
He's had two of them. The second one looked better than the first one, but ran like shit. The first one looked worse and ran great.
I still had that piece of shit Escort, too, so remember that?
Yeah, he had the puzzle car.
I do.
It's on my MySpace. So.
Was it gold?
No, it was
No, it was red and black.
No, Farmer had the gold one. That's right. You
Paul
had a little
Paul
red
Farmer.
And black one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I had a little red and black
I remember
one.
That.
Damn piece of shit.
I remember that car, man. Okay, so what's one of your fondest 80s memories?
Well, my fondest saves memories was when I was 7. Went to Epcot for the first time.
Really?
Epcot!
1983.
I have no idea
Never
what
been there.
Disney looks like.
You don't get out much, do you?
No.
We're not rich.
We've been trying
no.
to work on that.
Okay. All right. Favorite 80s cartoon?
Favorite Transformers.
There we go.
Right on, brother!
Yeah. Transformers. Yes. Favorite 80s movie? He's just rolling these out, man.
Movies, Back to the Future.
There we go, man. This guy's he's on the bar right here.
He's on top of it.
Favorite 80s music?
Big hair metal. Come on.
I knew
Megadeth.
That was coming.
Well, Megadeth wasn't big hair. I'd never gotten into hard shit till about the early 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
like
how
Def Leppard and Bon Jovi
yeah,
and all
yeah.
that crap.
See, that's
the
reason why me and him connected so
oh,
well.
Oh, yeah. Motley Crue. Of course.
Motley Stew and Motley Crue. Going to get a second tattoo.
Remember Pour Some Sugar on Me came out?
Holy shit, dude.
They ran 11 weeks straight.
I was
one
MTV
Top 20 Countdown, number one song.
I went over to my... Whose phone?
Not mine.
Somebody's phone. I went over to my cousin's house for his birthday. We did like a sleepover and had a bunch of dudes over and... We went in the bedroom. Yes, don't get perverted.
Oh, shit. And your cousin?
We
you're from Kentucky?
Dayton.
Sorry, Kentucky. I got family
Sorry, Kentucky. We threw in a we threw in the cassette tape and poured some sugar on me, and each of us had to be, you know, one of the musicians. We had to play an instrument, and we, like, lip-synced the entire freaking song.
Who was the drummer?
We did,
my cousin. He loved the drums, so.
We did the same crap. We did the same crap to Whitesnake, so don't feel bad.
Here I go again on my own?
Here no, I go again on my own.
It might have been that song, too.
I was going to say, did they have another one?
Do you,
I thought the greatest hits, they're killer.
Do you play that when you're masturbating, Here I Go Again on My Own?
Stu, you left this outside by your car.
Oh,
I just finger,
that was good,
way,
and
so.
You looked. So. Yeah. All right, so let's hand it over to, what was it, Big Beef?
Yeah.
There you go. That would be me.
Big Beef. Stew. Big Beef.
Richard
Big
McBeef.
McBeef. That was
yes,
it.
Richard McBeef.
All right,
I'm
sir.
Big Beef.
I just met you at the Big Hair Bash.
Yes.
And I met you through KC. Yes. Right. And I'm pretty sure that's how Stewie D and the questionable one over here met you, also at the Big Hair Bash.
Right.
You were the guy drinking alone in the corner.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty
sad. He's the one that had the 24-pack sitting in front of him.
Did, yeah. He did win something and come up on stage with us, though.
Yeah, sorry. That rocked. I love that.
It was great.
What did you win, sir?
CC's Pizza coupon. I've not used it yet.
What are you waiting for?
Kevin's like, you could take me because it's buy one get one.
Yeah,
come on, bro.
Okay, we'll have a lottery for that or something. Now I'm gonna whoever
share the wealth.
I'm gonna guess some stuff here.
Dollar ticket.
I'm gonna guess something here in a second. But first thing I'm gonna ask you is, do you have a fond like 80s memory? Something you just remember from the 80s and really
something really dirty.
Dirty.
Scandalous.
Yeah, I remember sleeping over at my friend's house, and he had
like a dirty.
No, unfortunately, it was a total sausage fest.
No. Ooh, really dirty.
But we looked at a lot of porn magazines, and the next morning, we were camping out back in his backyard, and in the morning, I got up and left and crossed over this other guy's yard, and he saw me, and I took off, and I remember getting away from him and being really proud of that for some reason, because he was this huge guy who looked like he would really kick my ass really bad if he caught up to me. And I remember getting away from him and being like, yeah, I rock.
I just want to say that is a wonderful 80s memory right there. Yeah. That is the exact kind of memories I have in this little fucking brain right here. That's it. That's the kind of shit I remember. Yeah.
He was really mad I crossed over in his yard.
Fuck you, get out of my yard, kid.
Get off my lawn, sonny.
Favorite 80s cartoon?
Okay, I have a fake answer and a real answer. My fake answer is the Smurfs because it inspired me to do drugs later on in life.
Yes.
So I could recapture the awesomeness of watching Little Blue People. And
just like Mario inspired us to do drugs.
Exactly.
Mushrooms.
But the real answer was Transformers, although I will admit that G.I. Joe was a better show, had better stories and characters.
Why was there a fake answer?
The fake answer is for my
funny.
Own fun.
Oh, okay.
And enjoyment.
Humor, dude, humor. Yeah. Favorite 80s movie, sir?
Fake answer again. Fake answer is Who's That Girl starring Madonna? And the reason I say that is because it inspired me to become a more discerning moviegoer and a film snob. It taught me the difference between good movies and bad movies.
It also taught us Knock Knock Who's There, I Love You, Nikki Darling, or whatever the fuck her name was. I think Nikki Darling might be a porn star, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Or no, wait, that's Nikki Dial. I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway.
True.
But, the real answer, though, would be... man, I have a hard time deciding because I love Day of the Dead and I love Empire Strikes Back. Empire is the technically better movie, but I love zombies so much, and I have to.
You listen there, brother D.
If it were me, out of those two, I would go Day of the Dead. I'm not. Those who know me know I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan on the planet. However, I will acknowledge Empire Strikes Back is a pretty kick-ass movie.
The first original trilogy?
Empire Strikes Back is by far the superior Star Wars movie out of all of them.
Oh, God, yes.
Just... Jedi came out in the 80s. No, the first Star Wars in the 80s. Oh, it was Empire. Yeah.
Right.
And it's a great movie. I will say that. I mean, I like the original three okay.
Right.
But Empire is a great movie. But, Day of the Dead, man. What are you going to do? It's a fucking brilliant movie.
What was that?
What else was I supposed to ask you?
I was trying to do an Ewok of some sort.
I don't know what the hell else is
going on.
Good evening. Konnichiwa.
Stu, do you remember?
It's konnichiwa, and I don't know why you're saying it. Stu's not listening.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
So, those who know me.
Who's that?
My favorite 80s movie is?
Goonies.
Oh. No. This is sad, people.
Ghostbusters?
No.
Tron.
Ferris Bueller.
Tron, thank you. Holy shit, where have you been all my life? Come here. Sit on this.
Okay.
Ooh.
Be gentle.
Delicious.
So I don't know if we've ever stated this, so let's state this, guys. Casey Masterpiece, what is your favorite 80s movie off the top of your head?
Ooh, what year did Debbie Does Dolls come out?
76.
Yeah, that was definitely a 70s gig.
Well, I'm gonna
it was
have to
kind
say
of a hairy
how
situation.
The hell did you know that?
I don't know. Let's just say that movie's a little fuzzy in my mind.
Yeah, a little fuzzy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
Beating Return prostate cancer.
Return of the Jedi for Casey Masterpiece. Yeah. What, you like little fucking Muppets?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
The Ewoks? Uh-huh. You think they're better than Empire?
The Ewoks do things for me.
Stewie D, favorite 80s movie?
Shit, I think I've mentioned this one before, but I can't remember what... I'm going to say Adventures in Babysitting, but I swear I think I've said something else before, but...
That's fine. Well, I change my mind all the time. Questionable one. Favorite 80s movie, sir?
Cat People. What else?
Of course. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to get this right.
That's the only reason you say that is because the nickname has...
G.I. Joe?
Pussy!
Yes.
Yes.
Transformers?
No.
I'm going back to our cartoon episode. I'm pretty sure you said Transformers was your favorite.
I thought it was Mask, but maybe Transformers.
You know what? It might have been Mask. Don't remember...
Transformers.
And G.I. Joe. So, there you go. That's some more 80s content as I continue to drink tonight.
Music.
favorite 80s music. Yeah, let's do that real quick. Now, this is going to be kind of... Okay, first of all, we're not even going to ask Stu, because everybody knows.
Yeah.
So, I don't like...
Gee, if you come to
I hate music.
If you come to the studio, or if you look at his shirt... You're pretty much going to know it is Motley Crue. It is a there is a shrine to Motley here. And that's not even all his Motley Crue stuff. That's not even. He wears the magagines and the car and the action figures.
I even have the Hustler. I have the penthouse with a Motley Crue in it.
I can answer this.
That's what that is.
I'm pretty sure I can answer this for you.
Damn, you know more than
80s. 80s band. For question one, I'm going to... Police.
Doing things with it.
No wonder.
I like the Police.
Chicago?
No wonder.
I like Chicago too. And
Cameo. Oh, duh.
I love Chicago.
And that was a no brainer.
Cameo.
I love Chicago.
Is the questionable one's favorite 80s.
Even though they started in 76. But that's okay.
Well, no, but they were definitely an 80s band. Yeah. Okay, so what was my favorite band that was from the 80s? Not from the 80s, but they were in the 80s.
Queen.
Pretty much a gimme. You know what I'm going to guess if I guess you. From the 80s.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's your favorite, but Prince would be my guess.
Yeah, I'm a big Prince fan. But you know,
the guys
then,
that did Computer Love.
Zapp and Rogers.
Not really.
No, I'm just saying that's
one of my favorites back in the 80s. I wasn't really big into music, but you know, I was just watching cartoons all day.
Well, it's really too bad that you weren't into music because there's something else we like to do here on the Obscurities Podcast. We like to sing.
Really?
Really?
We do. Huh. And it's because of that.
Oh, dude, I so wish I had a picture of that.
That we did a little bit of singing. So there's two things. We're going to do some karaoke because we always do some karaoke for these events. I recorded some, and I'm going to play the one I recorded, but then we're going to come back and do something extra special because the Casey Masterpiece here wants to perform a live karaoke on the show. That's right. You're going to hear it complete with fuck-ups and all, waka waka.
Oh, yes.
Because an ear-piercing cat meowing dog.
Too hot for podcasts.
So I ask this of everyone in the studio tonight. Do I leave the mics on while I play my karaoke, or do I just play the karaoke?
Play the karaoke.
No mics. So I'm going to play mine for you, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to let Casey Masterpiece, with everybody listening, perform a live karaoke. And you picked a song tonight,
which
is kind of a difficult song because the lyrics are kind of weird, but you're going to do your best.
Yeah, I'm going to try to bring up the lyrics.
I'm going to play mine first, and we're going to come back, and we're going to let him sing this live.
All
right. And we're going to see how this goes. This could be fun. How are you, buzzed or anything?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you might need to drink two more while we're playing this song.
Yeah, you know how I do.
Yeah, guzzle another one.
You from the guy who doesn't drink over here. What the hell?
All right, guys, so we're going to cut to my first karaoke. And I want to tell everybody, I've been a little sick. I'm fine now, but I was sick when I recorded this. But Stewie said it enhanced my performance.
Yeah, it sounded more like it.
So here goes. This is me singing Bryan Adams, Everything I Do For Something.
Look into my eyes. you will see what you mean to me. Search your heart, search your soul. When you find me there, you'll search no more. Don't tell me it's not worth trying for. Can't tell me it's not worth dying for. You know it's true. Everything I do it for Stu. Look into your eyes, you will find there's nothing there to hide. Take me as I am, take my life. I would give it up, I would sacrifice. Don't tell me not worth fighting for. I can't help it, there's nothing I want more. No, it's true. But everything I do it for you. Oh, yeah. There's no love like your love, and no other could give all of. There's nowhere unless you're there all the time, all the way.
Died the week that it was up to be
sold. I hope
sold.
Everybody appreciated that stirring rendition of Everything I Do For You. By the original artist, Bryan Adams himself.
Wasn't that Bryan Adams that was just singing?
Yeah, it was. So, okay, we had a list of songs and you chose a song.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and tell the folks at home what song you chose?
I'm bringing it back, Mr. Rick Astley.
That's right. I said Astley.
The singing yuppie.
Now, before we play the song, I have a question for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
How well do you remember this song?
Not too well.
Which is going to make it very interesting because these lyrics are a little obscure. Just fitting them into the right places. I was trying myself earlier and fucking it up, and I actually remember the song fairly well. So this is Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. Now, how do you feel about this? Do you think you can pull this off?
I'm pumped.
What do you guys think? Does everybody think he's gonna do this? We got yes all around the room. Wait, whoa! I just heard a negative back here.
I'm not too sure.
Brian,
I'm sorry. Someone has to be the detractor, right?
I agree with him.
Brian,
so here
I
we go.
The CDs. Come on, man.
We're going to play this song for you, and you're going to attempt to sing it. Now, I've got the lyrics here the screen.
Okay.
And can you see those? Okay.
Yes, I can.
All right. And do you feel you're ready for this?
I am ready.
All right. So here we go. This is Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, and this is going to be Casey's masterpiece, pieces rendition.
Reese's Pieces.
Sorry, I'm getting a little buzzed.
Philosopher.
Yeah, get your juices.
Guzzle it.
All right, you ready? You let me know when you're ready, sir.
Delicious. Oh, yeah.
Me.
You tell me
I'm better than you.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Good luck. what I did? Dude, you guys hear me?
What'd you do?
Can everybody hear me?
I lost the moment.
I hear
okay,
you.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to start it over.
Oh, you fucking...
I got up to dance.
And who could blame you?
Right, because Kevin was dancing and I had to dance with him. So we're going to try it again.
All right.
So one more from the top.
I've lost
sir.
The moment, Jason.
I'm sorry. I'll give it back to you. Are you ready? You ready?
Hold on.
Or do you want to do Eye of the Tiger?
No.
Okay, we're sticking with Rogastly. Are you, oh, you when you're ready?
The yes. Eyes of the Pussycat.
Eyes of the Pussycat. You ready?
All right.
You ready?
Ready?
Here we go. I won't step on the cord this time.
Never gonna give up, bitch.
I'm not sure if
that was beautiful. You
I'm
know
not,
it, Jason.
I'm not sure if
that was a classic.
I'm not sure if Rick Astley could have done it better himself.
You're right.
He might have got the lyrics in the right spots, but other than that, I think you.
I think I sounded better.
I think you did. And
think
I loved how every time you sang the run around part, you shook your hips in a circular motion. It was really yeah. nice.
That was my own little twist.
I got a little bit of chub on over here, but
I know you did.
Epic proportions too.
Well, of course, it was me, dude. Oh, hello. I think half our audience went away.
yeah, they, like, turned it off.
Can you blame them? No, I'm talking about the studio audience.
Oh.
Oh, wow. So what are we going to do? Where are we?
What's next for karaoke?
What are you doing besides taking a picture of my Corona bottle, sir? So it's been a year.
Yes.
That's
one year.
Brilliant. I look like an alky. We're starting to lose people, I think, here. These guys.
Yeah, what's the deal? Where are everybody at?
They're all in the kitchen.
Jared and Randy are
getting it on
getting
in the
it
kitchen.
On in the
yeah,
kitchen.
It's all good.
Ooh.
So us 80s sir guys are going to go get it on in the bedroom. Oh, yeah.
Heartbreak, heart tape.
All right, so over the last year, we've talked about a lot of stuff here on the Obscure 80s podcast. We've had some listener feedback. We've made some friends. Over the years, we've talked about toys, which we'll probably do again soon. We've talked about cartoons.
Yes.
We've talked about movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Talked about boobs.
Talked about food from the 80s.
And that too.
Boobs.
Which nobody thought we were going to be able to pull off.
We talked about boobs.
And we have worked. Talked about boobs. We talked about sex and music, which was one of our more popular ones.
Yep.
We've
talked
done
about
our,
boobs.
We've done our versus battles.
No, yes.
Which we have another one coming up soon. Well, let's just briefly hit on some of the ideas we had for the future of the show.
Okay.
Boobs.
What's some of the stuff we've been talking about lately? I mean, we're trying to grow the show. We're trying to make the show bigger and better.
Boobs, too?
Yes, yeah, Stu, boobs.
Two.
No, Stu.
And we can have a special guest, Kara.
Because she has two boobs?
Yes.
So do I. I have gorilla tits, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, my bad. I forgot.
One, two.
You know what's really funny is I mentioned the gorilla tits, and that's a George Carlin bit, and I didn't even realize that.
God rest in peace.
Regardless,
rest in peace, George.
So we, upcoming shows, we have a lot planned. We have some more versus battles, which ought to be really fun. We're going to do some 80s sci-fi, which is going to be really cool. I don't know. What were some of the other talks? We're going to do the, we're going to be doing the New Wave soon.
Yeah.
Thanks to the Questionable One and his Clash video.
Yes.
Which I pulled out the other day. And
his gay antics.
Thought about watching it, but I really want to watch it with you guys. So, I don't know. What's some of the ideas we've
been
talking
about? Well, we're going to be doing the future versus modes.
We're gonna. I mentioned that, but you were too busy saying boobs.
Boobs.
I want to do like a fake award show called the QBs and award it to like
multiple.
80 characters or personalities who we feel that deserve these awards.
Well,
like
we could nominate people and have people vote, like
yeah,
our listening audience
like
vote.
That.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Like the Splat Academy Awards.
We've gotten plenty of great suggestions from some of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We hope to have more of TJ on the show, more Totally TJ. And everybody, send your love out to TJ. He's working his ass off right now. He's in classes to become an engineer, which is really cool.
And has baby on the way.
And has a baby on the way. We heard
from
his wife.
She said ninja. An engineer,
which is
like
awesome.
Like a ninja.
That's
who's
an
also
engineer who can kick ass.
Ninja-neer?
Kick ass.
Yes.
Literally.
We hope to have the return of the lovely Jana soon. She's been working a lot lately.
Yes.
But she has arranged it so she can come on the show a little more often.
She's
so we can start
Fridays
getting
now,
some more female perspective because usually we don't get a lot
this
size,
is like a big
aside from Stewie.
It's like rubbing sticks together, you know, for fire.
I'm not rubbing my stick together with you, dude.
Hell no. Fuck that.
But I don't know, guys.
sorry.
Pass the hat around, y'all.
I do want to say, I want to take just a second to go from each of us here. Okay, I want to bring something up. This show started with Stewie and I. We were the original two bogus guys. That was the idea. And we started the pseudo crew, which pretty much everybody in this place is part of the pseudo crew. That's the crew that is the sometimes crew.
Yes.
They are the people.
They sometimes
and everybody
give me
here,
head, they sometimes don't.
You guys are all welcome anytime. We love having guests on the show, and we love additional input. So you're all welcome. We brought Mikey in. Mike, do you remember what your first episode was? Do you remember the first thing we talked about, your first episode?
It was like a pop music one, wasn't it?
Something like that. I don't know.
Was it one of our top tens, maybe?
I think it might have been.
I think so, too. Basically, what happened is when we decided we wanted some guest stars. We wanted some guest stars in on the show, and when they came in, they just started showing up every fucking week, and we couldn't get rid of them.
It's like they knew they could walk into this place.
Which is pretty much what we do. We just walk
so
into
they
the
figured,
studio.
Oh, why not? I got nothing to do on Friday night. I got no friends. Why not?
So basically what ended up happening is they started showing up every week and giving lots of great input and you know, just basically became part of the show. And Stewie and I just started talking one day. And I said, you know, how do you feel about asking them to become part of the just regular cast?
And I was like, I don't know.
And I was like, yeah, dude, but then they can contribute to pizza.
Okay, yeah. And I was like, shit.
Yeah.
All right.
More pizza.
Dude, and that was fabulous.
Oh, come on, dude. That's why you can't get a date. You just stuck it up her nose.
Yeah.
And it fit.
Which is either saying something about her nose or something about you. At any rate,
I was talking about me.
Stewie and I just wanted to tell you guys that we really do appreciate you too, for the most part. Mike, we don't like, but
I appreciate.
Hey,
appreciate the head you give me every week.
Yes.
Hey. Oh,
what?
The heads up. Heads up. We appreciate you guys, and we love having you on the show. And yeah, we're glad that we asked you to be part of the show, and it's been a lot of fun. There have been over the last year.
Yes,
I feel we've had a lot of fun.
Hell yeah,
yeah.
This is something I look forward to.
And even the horror convention.
We've had our share of fights.
And then some.
For those of you who are listening who don't know, and other podcasters will know, this isn't easy. It's really not. It seems like it is because we have a blast every weekend.
Yeah.
But it's almost like its own little business. It really is. And there are expenses.
Yeah.
There are stresses. Mm-hmm. You know, you feel like you have a deadline and things that have to be done. And we have been known to butt heads occasionally. And 9 times out of 10, it's butting heads with Stewie.
Fuck you.
do I lie, though?
It's true.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But it's more than just a job.
But in the end, we love you, dude.
Troublemaker.
He is a troublemaker.
Let go of my mic.
I'm over
Michael!
Here.
Michael!
But I'm not sure what
I'm not wearing your underpants.
I am not sure what the show would be without you, though, dude.
Neither am I.
I'm really not sure what the show would be without you.
You're wearing my underpants?
So...
Hello.
Prove it. See?
That's what I thought.
Yes.
But I'm not sure what the show would be without you guys. I know I talk a lot, and I know I'm the big talker, but you guys are my backbone. You're my support, and I really don't think I could do the show without you guys.
Oh, shucks.
There have been a couple weeks where, since we've formed like the four bogus guys, there have been a couple weeks where one of us couldn't make it. And it's been awkward in those weeks. We've done the show anyway, but it's been a little weird.
Mm.
We've tried to fill in with other people, and it, you know, it's okay for a week or so, but it doesn't work all the time. So I just want to say thank you, guys.
Love you, Jason.
Love you too, man.
Love you, Stu.
Who are you?
You can love me later.
Yeah, he's drunk. Love you. But really, I want to say thank you guys very much for coming along with me on this fucking crazy idea I had.
Our pleasure, man.
Yes.
Did
from deep down on the bottom of my heart, I just like to thank you guys.
Deep
for
down from
me
the
be,
crater of the abyss,
you know, just for letting me be the Lando Calrissian of the this
Calrissian.
Rebel
the Lando Calrissian.
Well, Calrissian.
As it were,
yes,
we have a very special guest here tonight.
Colt 45.
I brought in Shaggy from Scooby Doo to speak to you guys to tell you. How I feel about
Shaggy,
you guys.
Shaggy, I haven't seen him since King's Island.
So, Shaggy, can you tell these guys how I feel about them?
Like, he thinks you're really special, man. Zoinks!
Yeah, wee!
Shaggy, thank you!
Man, I'm surrounded by characters.
Damn!
You're one hell of a character, I tell you that.
I just fucked that up. Oh, wow. Anyway, guys, really, though, it's been fun.
Hell yeah, it has.
We did hit that snag a couple weeks ago where I thought the show was over.
Because of you.
It wasn't because of me.
Because of you.
It wasn't because of me.
Because of you.
What's a because of you?
Yeah.
Everything's a because of you.
No, a kazoo.
Wah, wah, wah. And I was actually very...
Oh, shut up, dum-dum.
I was actually very upset when I thought I wasn't going to be able to do this anymore.
You know, when you sent that email.
I know. It was a little premature.
Oh, my God. I had, it felt like a friend had just died.
It did to me, too. This show, like I said, can be very difficult at times.
Yeah.
To those of you who listen to these shows, there's a lot of work involved in these. We don't do most of it. But
there's actually a lot of work / money involved as well. The money that we don't
have. Are you saying that we need support from our listeners?
Yes.
Wow.
Funny that you mentioned that.
Because as you learned a couple weeks ago, we had a friend of ours kind of chime in on that very thing.
Oh, yeah?
And here's what he had to say.
What did he say?
Just like those PBS shows you used to watch as a kid, the Obscure 80s podcast is made possible from listeners like you. So if you like the show, why don't you head on over to www.obscure80s.com and click on the donate button at the bottom of the page. That's www.obscure80s.com. All donations are greatly appreciated. You know you want to help.
Was that your cousin?
That was my cousin, Nigel.
I ain't seen him in a minute.
Yeah, he hasn't really been around a lot. He phones the occasional thing in. But, really?
I haven't heard much from Dexter lately, have
Dexter, I think, has been on vacation. Dexter makes a little bit of cheese, man. He's like an IT dude, and he makes some money. Hmm. And I think he's been gone for about 3 weeks on vacation.
He's been doing the Bond thing, hasn't he?
The what?
The Bond thing, hanging out with the women on the beach.
You know Dex.
Expensive cars.
You know Dex. He's like that.
Wild and crazy guy.
Now, I wasn't quite sure because this past year, I know Dexter.
They're trying to avoid each other.
Really?
Yeah, Nigel and Dexter, they really kind of, at the Christmas party, they kind of butted heads a little bit.
With damn pigs in the blanket.
But we do want to say that we do appreciate Dexter and Nigel both for their contributions to the show. They're always fun. And I can tell everybody out there, I have more personal 80s moments planned. And actually, we might add some 80s personal moments from some of the other guys here. We've been talking about having these guys do some 80s personal moments. I'll sit down and help them put their thoughts on paper. But
Pink shorts.
Don't
ever wear them.
Don't do it. Pink shorts. Blow your mind. That's what I got. And I'm getting buzzed, so it's all good.
He wear pink shorts.
So we're about to leave.
If you wear pink shorts, yes.
And the party's going to be over for you guys, but the party's going to continue for us tonight.
Hell to the yeah.
But before we go,
we will have pictures for proof.
We want to thank those of you who have helped the show, supported the show over the years. We've had some donations. We want to thank you guys for that.
Thank you.
We also want to thank the people who did help support the Big Hair Bash Against Cancer. Pretty much everybody in this room, which thank you guys very much.
Thank you. Seriously. And even a few helped clean up.
And thank you for helping clean up. That was wonderful. Yes. We really appreciated it. That was great.
Much love.
We want to thank the podcast. Go to our website. Go to our contact page.
Mm-hmm.
Check out some of the podcasts we put there, guys, because they're really worth listening to. But namely, Mail Order Zombie, Derek, Bren, you guys are awesome. Yes. Brother D, I'm sorry, Bren.
Nine Living Podcast,
Freddie, you saved our asses.
Freddie, Amy,
Chizak, Erica, Andy. A lot of fun, hilarious show.
On the occasion, Kelly, I guess.
Yeah, Kelly comes in from time to time. But not only that, you guys have been friends, and you've answered questions when we had them, and you saved our ass at the Big Hair Bash.
The guys
at
Drunken Zombie.
Drunken Zombie, you guys are a riot.
Uncle Randy.
Crazy Uncle Randy.
You have two recruits right here. Me and
Crazy Uncle Mikey and Crazy Uncle Stewie. They're joining your Crazy Uncle Club. And Brian, you know, you've been just a great
guy. Wait a minute,
wouldn't
Michael be the crazy grandpa?
No. The nephew.
We want to thank you guys. Yosef at Takeoff, thank you. It's been just really kind of cool talking to you. Emailing back and forth over the years. It's kind of nice to have at least kind of a pseudo pen pal in another country. I enjoy your show. It's just really different, and it's kind of fun to listen to something going on in another country. You should check it out, dude, because you probably really appreciate it.
If I spoke Hungarian, I'll talk to
it's,
him.
It's no chance.
He's an English teacher, so he speaks English.
Oh, well.
And
done and done.
We also want to thank somebody that we haven't talked to in a while, and we really need to. Some early listeners, and we used to talk back and forth a little bit, but it's not us, it's you, Nicole and Venus. We haven't chatted in a while. We hope you guys are still listening, and we want to tell you hi and write us or something. We miss you guys.
Hello, ladies.
Who am I forgetting?
Hello there.
I'm sure I'm forgetting people, and if I am, I really apologize. We have a lot of listeners who have other podcasts.
Matthew from Shelby Township.
Matthew from Shelby Township, Metal Mikey.
Have we mentioned Spanky, right?
Oh, we haven't, but we're going to in just a second. That's kind of a...
Oh, you got it.
He asked us to say a little piece for him. Matthew from Shelby Township, Metal Mikey, for your just constant feedback. You guys are a great part of the show. TJ, same deal. You know, TJ's an interesting story. And let's touch on that very briefly. TJ has not been doing the segment that long, but he's doing totally TJ for us now.
Mm-hmm. Remember how
TJ
first
was
got
a listener. Yes. And we got a voicemail from TJ one day, pretty much just bitching us out for our sound quality.
Check your fucking levels!
We laughed our asses off. And then TJ wrote back and he said, you know what, maybe I was being too harsh on you guys.
Then he gave us a friggin' karaoke.
Then he sang us a karaoke, which, by the way, we've gotten some great karaokes over the last year.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to say the Vegas one was the best.
Vegas topped them all. Just even, it wasn't even part of the karaoke.
No, it was like the end part.
But basically, TJ had so much input on the show.
Think anyone's ever done this on the way to
it? It was one of our other listeners, actually, one day who said, TJ ought to just have his own segment on your show. And I told him, and he was, like, excited as hell. And then it was our listener, Melissa, who named the show Totally TJ. She said, how about Totally TJ?
Totally.
So, really, just all you guys who've input on the show, who've listened, who've called in, who've written us.
You've been a great ass.
Thank you. Because you know what? It's weird to do a show. I was listening to our six-month just a couple days ago, and we were all excited. Because we had just hit 1,100 listeners, and we were stoked. We thought that was great. Well, I said on that episode that we want to triple that. Well, guys, most people we're very excited by the fact that we have way exceeded the triple. We're up near around 6,000 to the best of my count at this point a week. And talking to other podcasters, they said it rolls downhill from here. So keep writing in, keep calling in, keep singing,
we will.
And we might occasionally talk about the 80s on this show.
And this show is brought to you by you guys, the listeners.
And the letter D.
And the letter D.
And the number 7.
We also wanted to give a shout out for Spank.
Okay, so a pretty regular member of our pseudo crew is Spanky, who everybody listens will know. Spanky wanted us to tell you he was sorry he couldn't be here tonight. He really wanted to be. Unfortunately, Spanky had a death in the family this week. So we want all of our listeners to kind of just give some love his direction, give him your prayers, just kind of wish him the best. I know this is a hard time for him, and he has our support. He really does.
He's been a very loyal member to the crew.
He has, and he helped out a lot at the Big Hair Bash. And we just really hope that you know, he bounces back and that his family's doing well.
Yeah.
Like I said, he really wanted to be here with us tonight, and unfortunately, you know, under the circumstances, understand, motherfuckers, or we'll kill you. And he'll be back soon.
He'll be back.
He's always welcome on this show, so whenever he pops in, he usually just
Spank is going to be back like
whenever.
A heart attack.
It's just Stewman. That was Stu. If the folks at home wanted to give us a call on this show, how would they go about doing that? Wait a minute, not Stewman. Can either of the other motherfuckers tell us the phone number at this point? Stewman, go ahead.
Mike.
He knows it. He just won't say it.
I'm too shy, man.
He's too shy. Hush, hush, eye to eye. So what's the phone number, sir?
206-350-6229.
That was kind of sexy. I think you should say it again.
206.
Oh, yeah.
350.
Where's the lotion, Stu?
6-2-2-9.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, skeet.
Whoa, there, buddy. Settle down back here, buddy. You're behind me, and I don't like that.
I thought you did.
How else could they contact us here on the show, sir?
Well, you can get in contact with us through our...
Either way, with or through.
With or through. Our actual direct email, obscure80s@gmail.com.
And that is obscure80s, no apostrophe.
Or you can just go to our website, obscure80s.com, and click on the contact button.
Go there anyway, because we post things about the next week's episode and questions of the day. And news and contacts and
pictures
along those lines. There are some photo
nude
albums.
Pictures.
Well,
not really nude pictures, but...
You can also find us on MySpace. Duh. Because of course you can.
MySpace.com/80sObscure.
Or just do a skirch. Do a skirch.
Skirch. Skirch.
We do have individual MySpaces, which can be found through that as well. And we're cool. Whatever. Just tell us who you're...
Do search
up Obscure 80s. Hey, listen to your show, and we'll add you.
Become a friend. Leave us a message.
Check out
our pics. Leave us a comment.
Check become a friend.
We tried putting nude pics up, but they made us take them all.
All pictures of boobs are requested and thanks.
And required.
Yeah.
And, I mean, welcome.
Are welcomed, yes.
Yes.
So that's how you contact us. We're going to do things a little different tonight when we go out. There's a lot of people in the studio tonight, and we're going to get as many of them together as we can over here, and we're going to do a karaoke together. Because it's just a special song, and we want to take it out with.
Sending some love.
Dear God.
But before we sing this song, Stewie D, is there anything at all you would like to say?
No, but Mr. Scaris does. What?
Really?
Hmm. I hear that. Yes.
Say it. It's great. Thank you, Stu.
Yes.
Be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other.
Party on, dudes.
That's close enough. Awesome. All right, everybody over here.
Woo!
Because we're doing karaoke. That was horrible. Wow, let's spike some shit. Everybody get over here. That's
neighbors.
If you need the lyrics, get your butt over here. If you don't need the lyrics, that's fine, too. Because you may already know the words.
Yeah, I gotta sit this one out.
No, you're not sitting it out. We're all doing this together.
Hey, that's my spot. That's my spot.
You need the words.
That's my spot.
You don't need the words to this. Stu,
talk about the first thing that pops up.
I've been meaning
not
to talk
you.
About you on my lap, Stu.
We talk about the first time.
Are you guys ready?
Not you.
Everybody join in if you know the words, or even if you don't, we don't care.
Gather around your mic.
Here we go.
Not that mic.
Michael!
I'm jealous.
When you need woman.
When you're not strong.
Sing it, sister.
Lean on.
We be jammin', we be jammin', hey. We be jammin'.
Lean on, baby.
Don't stop on us. We be jammin', we be jammin', hey. We be jammin'.
I like the manners.
This program was recorded at Studio
2100
and is a Penny Call production.
I would like some mayonnaise.